Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right, all right, all right. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Hope all's going well, whatever you're up to right now. So today on today's quick tip, if this is your first episode here on the show, welcome, my friend. Make sure that you hit that subscribe button, or I don't know if Apple Podcasts now calling it the follow. I don't know what it is, but make sure that you are subscribed or following the show, because I've got a ton of amazing stuff coming here and some changes, by the way, coming to the show. Really, I'm really excited about. On these quick tip episodes, just like this one, this is where I'm going to share a tip or strategy with you that is going to help you optimize your online business. And I share a quick tip within one of the three key pillars of becoming the optimized CEO of your business. The first pillar is optimized mind or optimized mindset. The second pillar, optimized sales and marketing. Third pillar is optimized systems and processes. Because when you have all three of those, think of it like a stool, like a three-legged stool. If one of the legs of the stool is either, you know, have a bunch of cracks in it or super fragile, it's going to fall over. And so we don't want that. That's what this is about, of becoming the optimized CEO, right? What this allows you to do, these three key pillars: less stress, more sales, and more freedom. And that's what we're all about here on the show. Okay. And so today I want to talk about how to refine the promise that you have for your program, your course, you know, your coaching, whatever it is. And you might be saying, Rick, what are you talking about when it comes to promise? Well, that's part of the problem here, right? You're not doing anything wrong. Don't worry. I want to take you through it here today. This is a huge reason that so many course creators and coaches have a hard time making sales. It comes down to a few factors here. Number one, not doing the work to truly understand your perfect customer. I see this all the time, and it's really frustrating, honestly, because so many people are like, wait, I'm not making sales. I'm not able to do this. No one's buying or what have you, or I'm not selling more of this. Well, do you truly understand your perfect customer? And 9 times out of 10, they're going to say, yeah, Rick. When you really dig into it, though, that is not the case at all. Okay. So do the work, my friend. I've done tons of episodes here in the show talking all about how to understand your perfect customer. Number two, not honing your messaging to align with that perfect customer based on what you know after doing the deep dive research that I just mentioned. That is the second reason that people have a hard time making sales. And the third reason is what we're going to be talking about here today. That is not being able to communicate the promise of what it is that you sell. So if you listen to episode number 426 here of the podcast, I talked about the four P's of your offer in that episode. I talked about your flagship offer and the four P's. The four P's, the P's stand for promise, premise, process, and price. Okay. So promise, just real quick, was where we talk. Well, actually, let me start with premise. The premise is when you say something like the fastest way to do X is Y, and Y is your solution, or the easiest way, or the only way, or whatever. That, like, that's the premise, okay? Oftentimes, a lot of people sort of overlook this and try to overcomplicate it, right? I'll give you an example here today, okay? The other two P's, process, is just simply how you deliver your offer. Is it, you know, a video-based course? Do you do live coaching? Do you do group coaching? Is it PDFs? Whatever it is, like, that's the process. And the price, pretty self-explanatory, the price. The most important one out of this is that number one P, if you will, of your offer, and that's the promise. And so many people aren't able to clearly communicate and articulate what the promise is of what they sell. And so if you're having a hard time making sales in your business, I would look at this. Do you have a clear understanding yourself, number one? And if you do, are you clearly communicating that to your perfect customers? And the promise, all this is what is the problem that you are solving for people? What result is available to them after going through your course or your program or your coaching, whatever it is? What's the win? What's the transformation that they can experience on the other side of your course or program? That's what the promise is. What is the problem that you're solving? What is the result that is available to them after taking your course or your program or whatever it is? That's it. Sounds pretty simple, right? But unfortunately, most people can't even explain this. And if they can, it's super wordy. I'm going to give you an example here in just a minute. So if you're going to grow and scale your business, you have to be able to communicate what it is your course or program does for people, right? And when I ask people what their, you know, what is the promise or what is the result of what you get people, most people go to describing the features. Well, I offer this and I teach this in the program and, you know, I deliver this via group coaching. We're not talking about the features. We're talking about what is the benefit? What is the result or transformation that people will experience when they go through and experience whatever your offer is? And when you can clearly communicate your promise to people, that's when things open up. There is no ambiguity on how you help people or how your offer helps people. Okay. The idea with your promise is to keep it super clear, super concise. Shorter, the better, right? And the promise can often be the tagline of your offer. So, as an example, I remember creating my promise 7 years ago for my very first online course. I had no idea, like, why do I need a promise, right? Here it is. Go do it. This is going to help you. Well, no. And so what the problem was solving back then was automated leads and sales. I think I also added on autopilot, which is like, wasn't necessarily because I was already saying automated. So I think I said automated leads and sales on autopilot. Well, if you didn't get that I'm going to help you create automated leads and sales, well, then I don't know how else I could more clearly explain that. But that was an example of my very first promise back in January of 2014. Okay. And so keep it super clear, keep it concise, be able to communicate this promise to your perfect customers. This is what you're going to do in your videos, in your emails, in your webinars, in your optimized launches, et cetera, et cetera. The shorter the better, be super clear. This is the result. This is the problem that you have. And then this is the result that's available to you after you go through my course or after you go through my program. This is the transformation that's available for you. So here's an example of a recent promise that one of our Offer to Optimize students was going through, our OTO students. And I'm going to read this to you, and then I'm going to give you just sort of like the example that I give you as how I think it can be improved, and you'll see a difference here. Like what I give you is not awesome, but you're going to get the idea here. So the promise that they came up with, a coaching and training program that supports female home stagers in their journey from struggling stager to successful stager. Members will learn how to generate consistent income without bartering time for things that mean the most to them, like time with family, self-care, travel, etc. The end result will be a lucrative business that puts your life first and brings you joy and personal fulfillment, your life and business by design. That was their promise, okay? Holy cow, right? I could see what they're getting at, but that was a full paragraph for the promise. And so what I did, just at sort of first glance, again, this could still use work too. I said, as an alternative promise, kind of like taking all those things that they just said, I said, go from being a struggling stager to a thriving stager with consistent ideal clients. Period. That's it. One sentence. And there is no question when you hear that, go from being a struggling stager to a thriving stager with consistent ideal clients. You could even say like go from being a struggling to a thriving stager with consistent ideal clients or something like that, right? Notice the difference here. It's very clear. It's very succinct. It's concise. And someone knows that, oh, okay, I'm going to help you, or they're going to help me. And when I go through this course, I'm going to go from struggling stager to thriving. And when I say thriving, I'm going to have a consistent lead flow of my ideal clients, the people that I want to work with. Think about that. That is clarity right there. And let me read and I'm not picking on this person, by the way. And the only reason I'm using this example is because this is very common, right? And I just want to help you make more sales. So when you can get super clear and communicate what this promise is, people will buy into it and start purchasing or purchase more, right? So again, a coaching and training program that supports female home stagers in their journey from struggling stager to successful stager. Members will learn how to generate consistent income without bartering time for things that mean the most to them, like time and family, self-care, travel, etc. The end result will be a lucrative business that puts your life first and brings you joy and personal fulfillment, your life and business by design. And then I said, go from being a struggling stager to a thriving stager with consistent ideal clients. Now, is there more to it than that? Like as far as like, hey, I'm helping you create a business where you don't have to sacrifice your family or self-care. Yeah, for sure. But we are trying to clearly and as concisely as possible communicate what the transformation is, what the end result is of my program or your program or your offer, right? And so that is the promise, okay? Clear, concise, be able to communicate. This is the this is the win. This is the result, period. And then, by the way, I'll give you the example of premise. And so this person wrote as their premise, again, notice the difference here, the most effective way to build a, by the way, the premise, again, this is clarity. This is concise. You want to write something that like a fifth grader can understand, right? That again, clearly communicates the value and the result of your offer, right? So for the premise they wrote, the most effective way to build a sustainable home staging business that supports your best life is through hands-on coaching and training from someone who has already built a successful home staging business in a supportive and intimate group of home stagers who also want to grow their business while prioritizing their life and what is most important to them. Okay. Now, I like that, but it's too long. And notice where they went to is the features. The most effective way to build a sustainable home staging business that supports your best life is through hands-on coaching and training from someone who's already built a successful home staging business in a supportive and blah, 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 right? I get what they're going with this and trying to accomplish. This is how I rewrote it. The easiest way to create a thriving home staging business is, and then the name of her solution, the program. Period. That's it. The easiest way to create a thriving home staging business is X, X being the name of your program. Now, all those other things like hands-on coaching, training, that can all be described via the process. This is how we get you the results. But the premise, super clear, right? And the other, another characteristic that's really important of your premise is this can be argued. This is arguable, right? Because someone could read this and say, no, it's not. That's not the easiest way to create a thriving home staging business. My solution is, or this solution is, right? Because you can say the easiest, the only way, the fastest way, etc. Okay. So again, the easiest way to create a thriving home staging business is X, X being the solution. Promise, go from being a struggling stager to a thriving stager with consistent ideal clients. Now, could that use some work? Absolutely, but I hope you get the point here. Okay. Be very clear on what your promise is. Refine it, and be able to communicate it clearly and concisely to your perfect customers so that they understand exactly how you're going to help them. And when you do that, my friend, you're going to make more sales. Okay. Listen, if you are an online course creator or you're an online coach and you're feeling overwhelmed in your business right now, you're already averaging at least 7 to 8K per month in revenue from your online business, and you really want to scale and optimize your business towards seven figures or multiple seven figures while working less. That's the key. But you're feeling overwhelmed. You're spinning your wheels. You're not really sure what next step to be taking in order to accomplish that. Maybe you're heading towards burnout, or maybe you're already there. If that's you, then I'd love to help you inside my accelerator coaching program. Okay. Again, this is for online course creators and online coaches who are already averaging at least 7 to 8K per month in revenue from their online business. If you want to learn more and apply, it's application only. We say no to way more people than we say yes to. Love to see your application. Go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, my friend. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in today. Until next time, be well, and I'll talk to you soon.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.